God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. The title of this message is a question I would like to begin with. What keeps you up at night? I will admit, for me, I'm going to say not much. It's not that I don't have any worries or concerns that occupy my mind. No, I do have those, but I am blessed, and I will admit it's a blessing, especially hearing other stories, that usually within minutes of my head hitting the pillow, I am out. Not until my alarm then wakes me up. Unfortunately, not everyone has this. There are many people who have problems sleeping and falling asleep. And for some of these people, it centers on worry. It centers that their mind continues to keep going over the events of the day or some major concerns, and it just won't let the person get to sleep. Well, today's epistle reading from Philippians, St. Paul notes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God." This is our text. I will admit, this is probably easier said than done. And if you're like a lot of people, you might be sitting there going, you know, Pastor, I've read the Bible from time to time. And why does God have to be so specific here to sit there and say, we must present our requests to him? And especially in taking in light what Matthew chapter 6, verse 28 says, in which Jesus says, the Father knows what you need even before you ask him. So why are we asking him? Why do I need to be that specific to ask the Lord? The answer to this is because asking him, asking Jesus Christ, coming to him in prayer, brings about benefits for you. Now, this doesn't mean that we are following the one song from the Walt Disney movie, The Lion King. Some of you may know this song, Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. No, actually, the Bible says just the opposite, that you will have problems. You will have concerns. Jesus even states, they will deliver you up to tribulations and put you to death, and you will be hated by the nations for my name's sake. So Scripture very clearly says, guess what? There will be pain, there will be suffering, there will be trials, there will be tribulations. This is life. This should be nothing new to us, I hope. But please keep in mind, this was not how God created the world. When God created the world with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, there was no such things as pain, suffering, trials, and tribulations. And so how did all this occur? We could go back to Adam and Eve and say, because they introduced sin into this world. And we look back at Adam and Eve, not necessarily blaming them, but noting that their actions have consequence on our lives. We live with sinful bodies. And as Christians, we have been redeemed by Christ, cleansed by him through the waters of holy baptism, but yet we still continue to sin and suffer those consequences. And we also suffer the consequences of other people's sin when they sin against us. However, just because sin is in this world and we contribute to that does not necessarily mean that we need to live each moment in paranoia. For anxiety may be unavoidable, but Paul gives us a new direction for this anxiety, and this new direction is away from us. Unfortunately, as human beings, we struggle with this issue. You see, we like to internalize our problems, which may lead to sleepless nights, stomach issues, and even greater struggles, like dealing with anger. But St. Paul tells us to externalize our problems, not necessarily yelling at people or punching a wall, but by bringing the concern of our anxiety to God in prayer. We are to take the anxiety that comes from life and bring it to God. Not because God grants every single wish, but because prayer grants freedom. Freedom from care, because Jesus tells us so. Even in the Old Testament, from the book of Psalms, the psalmist writes in Psalm chapter 50, verse 15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you will honor me." From that simple statement of the psalmist, we hear how God is calling us to call upon him. That deliverance will be given, which will result in honoring him. You see, the opposite is also true. If we don't call upon God, then we are dishonoring him. So whenever we say to ourselves, "I'll just internalize my problem, I won't give it to God in prayer," we're actually dishonoring God. Our Savior's own words in John chapter 16 says, "Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Jesus does invite us to call upon him, not to internalize our anxiety. And actually, Jesus goes one step even further with this anxiety. He says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about anything of your life." And I will admit, this is humanly impossible. But thanks be to God. He gives us that strength. He gives us that victory. God is the one who within us is calling us to call upon him into that closer relationship. He does not want you under the burden of sin. That's why he died on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins. So why do we continue to internalize all the problems and anxieties that this world puts before us? Please note that as Jesus does calls us to call upon him, that we should not take this internally, but to give it to him, Jesus also says that we're going to have to work a little bit for this. Not that we're trying to undo justification by grace through faith. No, just the opposite. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, he says, "For you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day that we may not be a burden to any of you." We are to work. We are to be productive, which is actually another physical external response, not an internal one, that chews away the body and mind. For we cannot secure life by entertaining anxious thoughts. Instead, our thoughts and concerns must be toward the kingdom of God. For to care for the world is to fall victim to it. Jesus notes this in St. Luke's Gospel. He says, "But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life." So embedded in there is there is a little bit of that you do need to be concerned about something. Not necessarily the worries of your life, but you do need to be anxious, concerned for the kingdom of God. For us personally, and for the body of Christ. So we focus on the one thing necessary, as Jesus says to Martha about her concern for Mary. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away." This was in reference to faith, the one thing necessary. And so should we be concerned about our faith? The answer is yes. Not that it's not complete. It is complete through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But that we remain attached to it. Because the cares and concerns of this world too often will pull us away from God as we try to internalize all our concerns. instead of giving them to God. So notice what's happening here. When we internalize them and we don't give them to God, we separate ourselves from our Christ, our Savior. But when we come to Him in prayer, He's using these events to draw us closer to Him, which is the one thing necessary. St. Paul even notes this a little bit more. It's not just necessary for you, but now for the body of Christ. In Corinthians, first letter, Paul writes that the members may have the same care, the same anxiety, now for one another. Here St. Paul tells us that, yes, we do need to be concerned for one another. And so God gives us this community of believers. We are put together in the body of Christ, feeding off of Christ, encouraging one another with Christ Himself. As Christ puts Himself into our ears through His Word, as Christ puts Himself into your lips with His very true body and blood, with this bread and wine, it's for this community of believers, not just here at Trinity, but throughout all the world, throughout all of Christendom. This community that encourages one another and helps bear one another's burdens. We pray for one another in this community where Christ feeds us. This community is a community of healing and peace. So we gather in prayer, we gather in support for one another, we gather to receive strength from our Lord Jesus Christ. This community, focused upon the grace of Christ Jesus, is a powerful community. It's not that we make it powerful, it's that He makes it powerful. Notice the next verse, which is a verse that is used to conclude a lot of sermons. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice the guarding of your hearts and minds. The mind is the place where worry can do the most damage. Notice again that the peace which we share with one another, especially at the end of the divine service, is that active agent here. And so what a beautiful way, after we receive Christ through word and sacrament, then to greet one another, to show that concern for one another by exchanging the peace of Christ with one another. And it's not just for us in this community of believers, but we go out into our daily lives and exchange and share that peace which we have received from the divine service with those around us. The greatness of this peace, as this Bible passage notes, is beyond us. It doesn't come from us. It doesn't come from us internalizing our problem. It comes from Christ Jesus, which we receive. A special peace that we can't give, that the world can't give, that only comes from Christ and Christ alone. A special peace that settles our troubled hearts, guards our minds, and gives us true rest. So what is keeping you up at night? If worry is disturbing your sleep, even if it isn't, we're still supposed to bring our concerns, our anxieties to God, and not let it consume us. Instead, let us now let our prayers rise to Christ as incense, as the psalmist notes, and let the peace of Christ that He brings to us through word and sacraments and within the fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ dwell in you, through you, and to all people. In His name, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.